The following is an unrehearsed interview with Joyce Adams, who is bookmobile librarian for Ballard, Carlisle, and Livingston counties in western Kentucky. The tape is being made for the Kentucky Oral History Commission and the Kentucky Department for Libraries and Archives as part of the project Bookmobiles and Historical Perspective. The interview is conducted by Gene Wiggins in the public the Purchase District Regional Library at 9 a.m. on August 14, 1985.
We're going to do that nowhere.
Joyce, I've really enjoyed talking to you this morning about the work you are doing and your unique situation. Right now, could you tell us a little bit about your background, your training, and how you happened to get into Bookmobile Library Service?
Well, I've always loved libraries. Since I was a little girl, I lived in a rural area, and we didn't have bookmobiles or service, and just the books that I could get from neighbors and so forth is what I used. And when my children started schooling, when I became interested in libraries again and had the opportunity to work at Cunningham Elementary School as a library aide, and we developed a small library while I was there. And we had a librarian would come once a week, and then I would be there the other 5 days to take care of things. And I really enjoyed doing this work, and I went to Murray State and started taking some library classes. And after 4 years, I remarried. And from that time, I run a grocery store. But then it burned, and they had started a new library program with this bookmobile in Bardwell, and the lady that was running it had taken a teaching job, and it was available. And I almost begged for the job. I was so excited about it, and I promised to go back to school and get all my library hours. And Miss Brenda Rowlett, she's the regional librarian. She has been so much help to me and encouraged. She's given me a lot of encouragement. And now I have 50 hours of library science from Murray State and Moorhead University. And I've taken several workshops. I've attended almost everyone they've offered since I've been bookmobile librarian. And that started in 1979. And I've been with them 6 years now.
So you've been in your present position for 6 years. Any regrets?
Oh, no.
That's great. Tell me a little bit about the area you serve. I think you're in a unique situation in the state. And tell me about the geographical area and something about the library situation in the counties you serve.
Okay, I serve three counties, Ballard, Carlisle, and Livingston. And Livingston's 60 miles away from where I live. But they look forward to seeing me every time when I come, and the schools, they use the bookmobile real well, and we have several senior citizens that use it, not several, maybe 50 or more, I'd say, senior citizens use the bookmobile there. And Carlisle is the same way. I have more senior citizens uses it than really children, with the exception of schools when I go there in the summertime and so forth. And Ballard County, they have a big county to cover, and the library patrons are, they're great to work with, and they're real supportive, and they come every time, and I'm real pleased to work with all of them.
Do you have any type of stationary public library service in any of these counties?
In June of 85, 84, we started a library at Wickliffe, and it's open one day a week to the public, and I do my backup work there for from the other 4 days of the bookmobile. But it is well received. Sometimes we check out anywhere from 150 books to 300 on the Fridays. And I have one volunteer there that comes in nearly every Friday, most of the time.
Okay, what about the other two counties then? That's Ballard County, mm-hmm. where you have the stationary yeah. one. Does well, Carlisle County have any?
No, Carlisle doesn't have any library service except the bookmobile. Now, I do let them come to the house if they want to on Saturdays.
Just on the days you run?
No, they can come at just about any time. And they just call me up and I say, yeah, I'll meet you out there. And
so you really run a 7-day-a-week bookmobile, right?
Yes, I'm on call. But I enjoy it. And if I can help somebody with either pleasure or work, like I had one girl that called, she was from Bowling Green down visiting, and she needed something to do a term paper. It was on a Sunday morning, and I said, sure, come on, we'll find something for you. And but I enjoy helping people. If I can do anything for them, that's what I like to do.
That has to be the nature of a successful bookmobile librarian, I think, of any librarian for that matter. And then what about Livingston County?
Well, Livingston is a large county, and they cover a wide area. And they're sort of divided from us because they're in the Pennyroyal region. But since they didn't have any bookmobile service at the time, we banded the three counties together to work with them, and we worked it out with the regional library up there too. And they stop it just Livingston County is now in the process of getting a tax. They have already presented their petition to the fiscal court, and a hearing is set for October. And I think it'll go because there's a lot of support in the county, and they really need more library service. They plan to have a 5-day-a-week bookmobile service too to go along with this, and they really need the extra days. I served them once a week, and it just wasn't enough time to really serve them properly. I did the best I could, but you know, it just one of those things.
Right. Do you see any potential in the other counties for advancement in a stationary library?
Well, Ballard's already shown that they're interested by opening this library room for us at Wickliffe. The fiscal court is taking this on, and there is lots of support in the county, and we're hoping that someday that Ballard will have a library, a large library. And they have the need, and I think they want to do it.
Wonderful. Tell me something about your schedule, Joyce. I know bookmobile librarians write down schedules on paper, and then they most of them seem to keep another schedule which has several more hours in it. But tell us a little bit about the schedule that you try to maintain.
Well, you start out in the mornings, probably around 7:30 with the bookmobile, and it's just according to how long it takes you to get there. And I have one stop that takes me an hour and a half to get to. That's the Livingston stop. And then I have another one that takes me 10 minutes to get there. We try to spend as much time at the schools and get as many children in as we can during this time. And we have helpers at Livingston County. The teacher, the principals have been real supportive and have sent out student helpers, and that really, really is helpful on the bookmobile. Now, at the other schools, I don't have help. I do the best I can there.
At those schools, do the children come on to the bookmobile, or do you take the books to the classroom?
Most classes send four representatives, and they pick out the books for their room. And I let each school, the principal, decide which is the best for him or her. If they want all the children to come, then they all come. But the teacher will take the responsibility and use the blue cards that are in the books. And it works so much better. But there's some teachers that does not want to have anything to do with it. But if the child checks the book out, that's his responsibility and mine. It's none of theirs. That's one thing you run across. But they have been real good this year helping me get the books back. And,
so the success of serving the schools depends greatly on relationships between you, the principal, and the teachers, right?
You have to get a good relationship there or you're in trouble.
And then how often do you go to the different counties?
I go twice a month. It runs on a schedule of the first and third week and the second and fourth weeks. And I make, if we have a holiday, we don't make it up. We don't have the time, you know, to make up holidays and things.
Fridays is spent in the library in Ballard County. And then Saturday and Sunday you stay on call.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, if anybody needs anything, I'm there.
Tell me a little bit about the assistance and support you receive from board, how your board is structured with this three county situation, and then do you have friends and other volunteers? Let's hear about the boards first.
We have a terrific board. We have two from each county, and they're very supportive. They've come up with the funding for the past years. And in Carlisle County this past year, the Friends Group has come up with the funding. We've had dinners and asked for donations, and they've been really good. And we didn't have to wait on the money at all this time because they had it ready.
Do you have representatives on the board from each of the counties?
Yes, there's two from each county.
And you have mentioned that you do have a volunteer who comes in on Fridays.
Yes, I have a really nice lady that comes in, and she works real well in the library, and she's there most every Friday. She always lets us know if she's not going to be in. That really helps.
Volunteers are great, aren't they?
They sure are.
Tell me a little bit about the people you serve. You've mentioned the school people. You've mentioned senior citizens. Do you have more of one age level or special group than you do of another?
I think I just have a general I just have a general audience or a We serve the little kids. The mothers come in with babes in their arms, and they read to them. And we have young mothers, and we have senior citizens, and school teachers. They use for different projects, and I think we just have a wide variety of people that use the bookmobile.
That's the way it should be. What about the kinds of books they like to read and some of their reference demands?
Well, it seems like most of the older people like things for pleasure. They like books, picture books, or they like the large print books. And we have probably 200 titles, and then we get a 50-title supplement twice a year from the state. And they like the albums, the record albums, the tapes. I'm real pleased with my senior citizens using it because it's a chore getting in and out of a bookmobile. And they come real faithful.
Since people depend so much on public libraries for AV equipment and pictures to hang in their homes and magazines and materials other than the book, how do you meet those needs?
Well, we carry the projector with us and films. I have a collection that I keep from the state. I have 40 titles and I rotate them on a 3-month basis. And they can request them, or I try to carry as many with me as I can. They really seem to enjoy this service. And the senior citizens groups have used it. The churches have used it. The Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, the GRAs, you know, the different groups in the county. The homemakers have used it. And they all use this AV equipment.
So you provide full library service,
right,
don't you? What about some special programs? Do you have special programs for children, and do you get involved in the summer reading program?
Yes, I had 4 story hours this past fall with the homemakers. The extension agent would give lessons for the mothers, and I would give story hour for the children, and they really enjoyed it. And then this summer, we had a summer reading program, and I had 169 children enrolled.
Okay.
And I had, that was every Friday at the library, and then 8 other times I had story hours for little kids for preschool, and they weren't included in them on the Fridays.
Do you have those other programs on the bookmobile or some other location?
It's crowded on the bookmobile, so I take the projector and the screen and all the materials you have to have, and I cart it into a school or a church or wherever is available to have enough space, because they like to do exercise, and you can't do exercise in the bookmobile. But it works real well, and when I drop the story hour for a little while, these little kids come in, when are we going to have another one?
It seems that they don't do exercise, but it seems that you get quite a bit of physical exercise. How do you see the position of bookmobile librarian differing from that of those who've spent most of our time in one spot?
Well, you sure have a lot of packing to do. you have to load this every day. And I use big boxes, and you just cart it out, you know. And there's really, I don't think there's a big difference in either one, because I sit a lot, too, when you're on the bookmobile. But I really, really enjoy my job, and I think I can't see the difference there.
Being a librarian, a library with one librarian, I would think that you would develop special relationships with your clientele. Is that true?
Oh, yes. You have your favorites, and you know what they like. They like Danielle Steele books, and you hold Danielle Steele when they come in. And then we have some that want me to pick the books, which everybody, when they come in, what have you got any new books or you got any good books? Would you help me pick them out, you know? And a lot of times they won't even pick one if you don't get up and help them with it. But I think that one-on-one, you hear all their problems. If you happen to be alone in there with somebody, and they unload on you, and you carry this with you. I mean, you don't tell anything.
I don't. I mean, I feel like it's confidential. They tell me, and they've unloaded and helped their set there.
So you serve as their psychiatrist, too.
I guess.
It's a nice couch to lie on. Most of the bookmobile librarians I have known have some people who kind of take you under their wing and take care of you and your needs and depend on you in many ways and come in with some interesting anecdotes and stories of things that have happened. I'm sure you have some too.
Well, there's always funny things that happens on the bookmobile, but there's always nice things that happens, like they bring candy bars, and which I don't need, but I enjoy getting them. And they bring fruits and vegetables, and I've had cantaloupes that smelled all day. And one lady is in her 80s, and she knew it was my birthday, and I collected dolls, and she brought me two antique dolls, or three. I tried to pay her for them. She said, no, that's your birthday present. And I was just really, really shocked and pleased at the same time.
You did her a favor by accepting them in return for services you had given her. I'm sure with a special relationship you have with your patrons that they're very helpful in helping you to build the collection of books on the bookmobile. Just how do you go about selection and purchase of the materials you keep on the bookmobile?
Well, I take the list that the patrons bring in and compile those together and submit them to the regional librarian. And she does the ordering for me since I'm short on time. Some of our board members called the churches and had them to request at least three titles they would like to see in the library. And not all responded, but some did, and we purchased those books. And when they come, they can see that they had an input to our library, too. And we request that they write the title and the author and the publisher date and all this before they submit it to me, because it makes, you know, the time frame.
Sure. So your board members do more than just meet once a month, right?
Oh, I have good board members. They help me with overdues, and they help with book selection, and they read.
That's wonderful.
They come regularly to the bookmobile, all of them, and use it.
Do you have a problem with overdues?
Well, yes. I think everybody has a problem with overdues. I can't understand it. Usually they come back in perfect condition. They've been sitting right there. But they run out of time, or they can't catch me. I think that is the biggest problem, is having the short time being in a community, and there's so many other things to do. Like, I'm there maybe 2 hours, and this might mess up their 2 hours that I was there half a week. They may have something else planned. So I don't charge for overdues, but I just like to get the books back.
Right. Do you have any stationary deposits where people could bring a book, leave it for you to pick up if they cannot meet the bookmobile?
No, we do not have any stations there. Is a little restaurant. We'll keep the books occasionally if somebody brings them in. It's right across from where I park. And she sometimes brings a bag and says, would you select Judy some more books? You know, she's working this week. And I think it works pretty well. I know pretty well what all of them like. And they like when we pick them out anyway.
Do you find that the demand changes with the seasons? You're in a rural community. Do seasons make a difference with the type of...
Very much so. When you're talking about the children, they like baseball in the summer and they like football in the winter, you know, on their books, and they seem to read more nonfiction books in the winter and more fiction in the summer. The adults probably are just half and half. And in a month's time, we turn over about 5,000 books on a bookmobile. I think that's actually as many as we carry, so we turn it over in a month's time.
That's great. What about, do you have as many men who in the adults who use the bookmobile as you do women?
I think so. I really do. We have some men that comes and selects them for their wives, and maybe their wives are working at the time. We have rural farmers that will come, and their wives work at Public Works, and they select them, or they come with their children and let them select books too.
Do you have many who come as a family?
I have several family groups, and I'm always pleased to see them because you just feel that there's a warm family there. And I love to see a family that reads.
Do you have more people on at a certain time of the day than you do at others?
They don't seem to like early morning, and I start out at 8, and they really prefer probably 10 to 12 be their favorite time to get up. They've had time to get up and have their coffee and get in their clothes, and they're ready to go to the post office or something and start their day. And they use probably me as a starting point.
As you travel through the different counties, what types of places do you try to locate as stops?
Well, in the small towns, which like Carsville, they have only one grocery store there, and I park across from it. And in Smithland, I park behind the Board of Education, which is right in the center of Smithland. And most of my stops are in the country. And I stop out at another grocery store outside of Smithland. This is in Livingston County.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go from there to Salem and Lola. We have a little town in Lola, and we've got three little ladies that come faithfully, and they're cute as pie. They always select they say they like the paperback books because they lay in bed and read. They can't handle those big books, so I try to always have plenty of Barbara Cartland's on and Faith Baldwin books, as many as I can find for them, because they like those best. But when they find one that's got a lot of sex in it, they'll bring it back and say, "This and not everybody should read this." They didn't.
We
enjoyed it. We went ahead and read it, but they're real cute.
Do you have a paperback exchange shelf?
No, I don't have an exchange. I just check them out, and I don't ever charge them for if they get lost, because all of them's been donated, and they check them out maybe 10, 15, 20 at a time, and they can go through them pretty fast.
Are Westerns very popular with many of your readers?
That's why the men comes to get the Westerns. We just bought a complete set of Louis L'Amour books, and they hardly ever stay on the shelf. The same way with Zane Grey. They've been around forever, but they're still real popular with the patrons.
What about the demand for books to meet daily living needs, like cookbooks and repair manuals? And
they're used all the time. Cookbook shelf is always flopping. And that's one thing about bookmobiles. You want those shelves tight, or you wind up with them on the floor.
Do you have mostly good roads as far as traveling goes?
Yes, I'd say they were all good. We have, I don't travel on any gravel roads. It's all pavement.
Well, that's a distinct advantage over some of the other counties in the state. What type of bookmobile do you have, Joyce?
I have an 80 step van Chevy, and it works fine. And we have a little problem with the heat in the wintertime, but other than that, it does a real good job.
You do have air conditioning.
Yes. Air conditioning works really better than the heat. It's in the, when you're driving, you don't get as much cool air because the sun's, you're facing the sun most of the time. But you, when you're sitting still, it's fine.
Do you have an idea of approximately how many miles per week you travel?
Well, not on a weekly basis, but on a monthly, I travel over 1,000. It's usually 1,001 to 200.
You cover a lot of territory, don't you?
Yes, and I enjoy it.
That's the important thing about it. Joyce, our discussion indicates that you are doing a very wonderful job with what you're doing. You're serving a lot of people. But we always are aware that there are people out there who still don't know that they're bookmobiles. They don't come onto it, and they don't know the services available. How do you go about promoting bookmobile service?
Well, we have four newspapers that we use regularly, and they have been real good about putting pictures and articles and always the summer reading program and schedules. They print them periodically. They don't like to do it every week, but they will do it, and they never charge for this. We have one radio station in our area, and when the PSAs are sent, I take it to them about the summer reading program and so forth. But they are a religious radio station, and they want everything to be, you know, up front with that. And another way we've promoted, I've been in parades, and we put streamers on the bookmobile and drive down the road. You feel kind of funny sitting up there, but everybody says, look, there's
you get the attention.
And last summer, or last spring, we had a strawberry festival at Cunningham, and they asked me if I would come and do something for the library. So we got a TV and a VCR that was donated from one of the video places. And I had Strawberry Shortcake Films, which had other cartoons on it. And I took the film projector and screen and showed movies. One of them was about Berea College, and they seemed to enjoy that. One was on basket making. And we thought, since it was a craft festival, that this would tie in with that. And I had children all day. Every time one film would be over, but they would come and go. You know, they'd be sitting there for a while, and then Mom would come get them, and they'd come back. But we had a lot of political speaking that day, and this got the children away from the parents. And
right.
It was kind of warm outside, but it was nice in there when we had the things set up. And we are now trying to form a genealogy or a historical society. I'm trying to fix a genealogy section in the library, and it's being used, and I'm getting several calls, and Fulton is the closest society, and one of the ladies said she'd be glad, you know, to join that one too, you know, if we got one started over there. And I see the need, and I received information from UK that all of our newspapers were on microfilm, and I'd love to have them, but I don't have the money, you know, to purchase them. And trying to come up with some way to purchase these, and maybe it'll come to pass. Another way that we promote the library is through the extension agents and through their newsletters. They've been real helpful with printing the schedule and any activities that we do, even like when we run a petition, they put it, they couldn't, you know, just say that they was for it, but they put it in, I thought they did real well on it, that we were soliciting one.
Promoting it demands a lot of association and good relationships with other civic groups in the counties and with the leaders of the county, doesn't it?
Yes. The veterans gave us a nice donation once. I thought that was real nice. They'd had a fish fry and they gave us $100. Several of the clubs around the city councils in the two counties, they gave a nice donation. And I think the more that you can plug into these organizations, churches and clubs, and the word of mouth, it really gets around. That's the best publicity you can get, I think.
It very definitely is. And as long as they're sold on the effect of the service you're giving, they're going to sell it to other people. Perhaps some of them might be interested in helping to underwrite some of the films you'd like to buy. I know with this many people coming on and off of your bookmobile that it requires a lot of just cleaning and then it requires automobile maintenance. Tell me about your custodial staff.
Well, I have a son that's 12 that gets to help, and I have a husband that changes the oil and donates the oil for it right now, and then I have to wash it, but I get a little help from them when we pull it around there. And when you wash the bookmobile, it's going to take you a half a day, so you just plan on that. And that's another Saturday gone or Sunday afternoon. And the inside maintenance, you have to clean it every day. You have to sweep maybe sometimes three times. It's just if it's a muddy day, or in the winter time they track in, it'll be, the floor will be sopping wet, but you'll have to get up, you know, and clean it and smear it around. And then you have your weekly trash to take off. But you're just at home. It's just a regular library, and you just have to maintain it like you would any other.
So bookmobile maintenance is a family affair at your house, right?
Yes.
That seems that it might be an advantage of being able to keep the bookmobile at your house. I'm sure they're both disadvantages and advantages to it. Do you see more of one than the other?
Well, in the beginning, we didn't have any place for the bookmobile to be. I mean, we had our first collection housed at the high school at Carlisle County. And the only place to keep it was at my house. And we built a new driveway just to park it on. And when we moved to Wickliffe, it doesn't need to set out over there. So they thought it'd be best to just leave it where it is. And it's safer. And we don't have to worry about the gas being stolen and all that. And it's an advantage to the people, too. They know it's there. And when my substitute has it, they'll call and say, "Are you sick?" You know, when the bookmobile's not there, I'm either sick or gone, and they worry about the bookmobile.
It's nice to have a substitute. I know that if it were not for the substitute and the cooperation from Mrs. Rowlett, your regional director, we wouldn't be sitting here talking this morning. How often do you use a substitute?
I use her when I go to workshops or go to fall conference or spring conference. And in the fall, when you start out new, we use her 4 or 5 days, you know, to help pack books. And then when we pick up the books in the spring, I get her to help me maybe another week or so, where she can. When you're bringing all the books in from the school, if you've got a big load, it's probably 3,000 or 4,000 books that you're carrying in.
You don't need to go to the spa to work out that night,
no,
do you?
No, And you get home maybe 7:30 after you've gone back on the shelf. And
your summer schedule may be somewhat lightened because of schools being out, or is it?
Well, I don't check out it quite as many books in the summer, but I see different people. And but we have a lot of children in the summertime too that don't normally come with their parents, and they just enjoy this summer reading program real well. And I had a big group this time, and I required them to read at least 10 books to get a certificate. And I think all of them just about read their 10. One little boy had read 100, and another little girl read 95. And we also participated in the drawing for the free vacation. Now, I haven't heard. I think they draw it tomorrow, ain't it?
I believe so.
And the kids are already asking me, did I win? But in the past years, we've been given a dictionary for the one that read the most books. And ones that have won, I've been real proud of them.
How do you feel about the summer reading program as an instrument to encourage and improve reading?
Oh, I think it's definitely an advantage. My husband is a principal of middle school, and he says that he could tell a big difference in the kids that reads and the ones that doesn't.
It's basic to everything.
Mm-hmm.
That makes all of us who've been in the library profession feel that the library is an institution that will always be with us. Do you see any potential or need for a change in the type of bookmobile service we're giving now and in the future, and certainly in your area as libraries develop within your counties?
I think there'll always be a need for libraries. And I mean for bookmobiles and libraries too. They complement each other. You have rural areas where people cannot get out, or they live all the way across town, they don't have a car, and they look forward to seeing this bookmobile come, and they're real faithful patrons. And I can't make all the nursing homes, but I know I need to be there. If I had time, I would. And the shut-ins, they need service. They need people that can go. But when you're booked up 5 days in a row, you can't go. That is if you could get volunteers to go and service these individuals, I mean, I wouldn't mind selecting the books for them. It's just getting somebody to take them there. And I do this a lot of times, but I don't serve as many as I'd like to. We make the jails, and they mostly read the Westerns, but sometimes you get somebody in there who wants something on astrology or astronomy or something technical, some kind of a technical manual, and you think, well, maybe this will help them, or electrical manual. I just wonder if they're trying to break out of this.
You might be an accomplice to a jailbreak.
Mm-hmm. But they, all these people need to be served, and they all can't come to a library. And I think bookmobile service should never end. I think it should be a need that would go on and on.
But do I hear you saying that you see it being a service to a more specialized clientele rather than the general public and the schools?
I think the schools always need supplements. I didn't mean to leave them out. I was, because they're a big part of the circulation, and we have a lot of materials that is not available in the schools and for different subjects, and just their own pleasure reading, they don't have as much. And I'm all for going to the schools.
Have you any other comments, Joyce, that you would like to make about bookmobiles in Kentucky?
Just keep up the good work. I'm real proud of you.
Well, we're real proud of you. It's people like you who are keeping it up. And I think our citizens of Kentucky can't really know how grateful they should be for the service they receive. Thank you so much for the interview this morning and for helping us record the history of the bookmobile in Kentucky.